Last Friday, hockey legend Gordie Howe passed away at age 88. 2 days later, the Pittsburgh Penguins won the Stanley Cup. They did it with a lineup that had more Americans than Canadians, even an American coach. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon, here to explain that that is just part of Gordie Howe's remarkable legacy. Gordie Howe lived so long that most Americans don't know that he set just about every record there is. He helped the sport expand, and he got hundreds of thousands of Americans playing the game, and millions more watching. Howe was one of nine kids born in a farmhouse in Floral, Saskatchewan, a town so tiny, their post office closed in 1923. During the Great Depression, a neighbor brought over a gunny sack full of used things, including a beat-up pair of skates. Howe's mom gave her a few bucks and Gordie the skates. "I put those on," Howe recalled, "and I never took them off." Howe was skilled, smart, and tough, the most complete player the sport has ever produced. He was even ambidextrous, with the ability to switch from a right-handed shot to a left-handed shot while barreling down on the goalie. You put it all together, and you get what they called the Gordie Howe hat trick, consisting of a goal, an assist, and a fight, all in the same game. During Howe's 26-year career, he set records for most goals, most points, most games, and most just about everything. He finished in the top 10 in scoring for 21 straight years, which is almost impossible. Nobody else in any team sport has come close. But his impact was far greater than a bunch of records. What Arnold Palmer and Pele did for their sports in America, Gordie Howe did for hockey. He served as the sport's greatest ambassador, the man they literally called Mr. Hockey. Howe inspired just about every town in Michigan to build an ice rink. The Pittsburgh Penguins just won the Stanley Cup with seven players who played in those rinks in Little League and high school or in college. The head coach at the University of Michigan, Red Berenson, left Canada for Ann Arbor in 1958, in part so he could watch Gordie Howe play in Detroit. Usually it's a mistake to meet your heroes, but not Howe. He remained humble and always took the time for his fans. As fellow Hall of Famer Bill Gadsby said, "The only guy in the locker room who didn't know Mr. Hockey was Mr. Hockey was Mr. Hockey." When Wayne Gretzky was only 11 years old, Howe attended a banquet to celebrate the budding star. But when Gretzky got to the podium, he couldn't speak. Howe rescued him by saying, "When someone has done what this kid has done, he does not have to say anything." Gretzky never forgot Howe's graciousness when he needed it most. If Gretzky was the alpha, I was the omega, a third-line right winger for the Ann Arbor Huron High School River Rats. When I was a junior in high school in 1980, I recognized Howe at an airport counter. I couldn't resist. "Excuse me, but you're Gordie Howe, aren't you?" "Yes, I am," he said softly, and thanked me for not making a big scene. I quietly praised him and then added, for reasons I still cannot fathom to this day, that my favorite player was his longtime linemate, Alex Delvecchio, an amazing passer who set up hundreds of Howe's goals. When Howe stared at me, I thought I might have offended him. But then he gave me a wink and a nod and said, "Mine too, Sonny, mine too." And that was Mr. Hockey.